might go in on this, yo. You ain't ready for this, yo.
Movie boss,
make you lift it up.
Going to cop on this one. Justice League Super Friends. Justice
DC
League
Universe, let's get it.
Justice League Super Friends. Dark Side wants to win.
Got the memo, drop a list, team up once again. Snyder's Justice League, tryna go now for the win. I like the long version, let the darker times begin. Dark Side came here before, wave and win.
Justice League Super Friends. Justice League
Super Friends. Balls.
Which one do you follow?
Justice League Super Friends.
Oh,
Dark Side wants to win.
DC Universe did it so right. Previous version of this movie on my side. Snyder cut, you know what is living to the hype. Superman is not a lot, but no, he wants to fight.
Justice League Super Friends. Justice League Super Friends.
It's the same thing, yo.
Justice League Super Friends.
DC Universe.
Dark Side wants to win.
Aquaman can swim, swim, swim. Tell the Flash to come on in. Batman, yo, he fits my fit. Dying, I hope that's his fault. Superman is heaven sent. Now to me, who's gonna win? Now to me, who's gonna win?
Justice League Super Friends? Justice League Super Friends?
DC Universe.
Justice League Super Friends? Dark Side wants to win.
Mother boxes left on Earth are starting to be leaked. Steppenwolf is out to find them, please ain't no mistake. Superman is half insane cause he's back from the grave. Then Lois showed up, now it's time to fly away.
Justice League Super Movie Friends.
Bars.
Justice League Super Friends. Justice League Super Friends.
I might be in trouble now.
Dark Side wants to win.
DC Universe.
Zach Thomas.
DC Universe. They were even first.
Justice League Super Friends. Justice League Super Friends.
Way better than the first one.
Justice League Super Friends. Dark Side wants to win.
Let the dark times begin.
Hello, Nick Streamers! Welcome back to the channel. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikki and I do reviews on all different types of shows, different types of movies. So make sure you subscribe and check out what I have going on. So, obviously today's review started with the movie Bars, and as you can see, this is Zack Snyder's Justice League, the Snyder Cut. Super happy that we finally got this cut, and I tell you, everybody's been waiting for it. I love the fact that I was able to stream it on HBO Max, I believe, this time, and it was awesome. To be able to, I mean, it's super long, like 4 hours, so to be able to just chill and come back to it or just stream it when I have the time, I really like that. So let's get into, of course, I give you the good, the bad, and the interesting. Let's get into this review of Zack Snyder's Justice League right now. What was good for me was the CGI, was the storyline made sense now. There was a lot of other things that I have my notes. The Aquaman, definitely I noticed that. And, you know, how fearless Batman is. Batman fears nothing, you know, even though Parademons had no chance with him. I really like that. And his fear just to jump in where there's like literally aliens and, you know, this crazy magic that's happening with Amazon and then, you know, Flash all around him, and he's just like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. I'm like, I love this guy. So Ben, shout out to you. So let's get into, so that was my good, all of that in a nutshell. It was longer and made sense now. It's the movie that we should have got originally. So, just saying. Anyway, let's get into some bad. I mean, really good, bad, interesting. Let's get into some bad. All right, let's get into the bad. The bad, you know, I noticed something. So, it's I don't know if it's a pet peeve or whatever, but okay, so the anti-life equation was found on Earth by Darkseid. Awesome, right? Way back when he was fighting the Titans, which I love the CGI, I gotta go back to that. But, and he's been looking for it for all these years. Did no one remember that that's where they left the mother boxes at? And then when Steppenwolf came there and they noticed, they smelled them there, you know, and the scents on you. Once Superman died, did they remember? No, they didn't even remember. So Steppenwolf came there after Superman died and then they started to awake, which is awesome. But then, you know, it dawned on me, okay, if he knew that the anti-life equation, he found it on Earth, and also at the same time, that's when he had the Mystics controlling the mother boxes and, you know, they fought back and he left them. He was wounded, but the whole armada knew that they had the mother boxes and they left them. So did you not remember that the place where you left the mother boxes is the place where the anti-life equation also is? That is the bad for me. Nobody caught that. I caught it. I'm awesome. Leave comments below if I'm wrong, if you disagree, whatever. I would love to talk about it down there. Anyway, that basically the bad for me. You know, there was a couple of other things I don't want to really nitpick, but you know, that's something I noticed, and that's gonna go into the bad, because why didn't you remember? Why didn't anybody tell him? Like, even the, you know, with the showing up, yeah, why didn't you tell your man, hey, you don't remember? I mean, you're all these thousands of years old. It was you that left it there. Were you so wounded that you forgot you left? That was where the anti-life equation also was? Where the mother... You should have... Well, even if you didn't know it was there, as soon as the boxes started to wake, you said, oh, they're there. That's where... I remember now. We left them there, and that's where the anti-life equation is. But that didn't happen. And then Steppenwolf had, you know, had his moment. And I know Steppenwolf wouldn't have had his moment if they just would have remembered, but what about that part? Anyway, so that's the bad for me. Let's get into some interesting. All right, guys, interesting. Yeah, I got my notes. There's so much. Interesting to me is that how ruthless, I noticed, this could be a bad thing, but also interesting, how ruthless really Darkseid is. With this extended version that I streamed a bunch of times, obviously, for this review, he makes even Thanos had compassion, if you notice. I don't want to, like, bring Marvel into this, but, you know, comparing apples, if he's going to be the new big guy, if he's coming back, like, I'm coming back, I'm getting, I know it's there now. I'm coming back for the everything. I'll be back, you know. So we know that Darkseid's coming back to Earth. Hopefully, we're waiting for that. We'll see. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. Things are so interesting to me that may not be interesting to other people. I don't know. Anyway, I'm really thinking about that loophole that I found, though. Let me know about that in the comments, because now that's in my brain, like, what? Anyway, so there's so much interesting, though. My notes are just, like, packed, because the movie's so long. I have so much, like, I have so much. Okay, Batman's not scared of anything, we know that. Interesting, I can't leave this out. I know I'm, like, but there's so much. Cyborg, when he buried the mother box in his grave, like, because everybody thinks he's dead, and then he buried it there, and it was like a real, like, serious moment. I was like, this is crazy. Like, he lost his His mom, obviously, was super close to her. Dad was always busy. And now dad sacrifices himself. It's like crazy. I mean, he buried it before, you know, he, his dad, you know, I think, no, it was after his dad got sacrificed. Let me know also in the comments below. But nevertheless, his storyline was really just interesting all around to me. So I'm really, it's really noticeable the stuff they cut out the first movie, the cyborg stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's really noticeable. Like, but it was so good. I really enjoyed it. And like, anyone generally will enjoy the storyline better because you understand like what he's really going through and stuff. So I just wish they would have kept more of that in the original cut. Anyway, that's going to be so interesting for me. I don't want to make this video too long, but let me know what you thought about Zack Snyder's Justice League. The newer, you know, on HBO Max, or I think it's, you could put a card in the theaters. I mean, you know, we got a lot going on, but, you know, however you saw it. And let me know what you thought below, and make sure you subscribe because I got more videos coming. Thank you so much, guys, and make sure you share this with a friend, and I'll see you on the next video.